The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
I love this story because it just shows you, like, how other people that aren't us live.
Okay.
Like, famous people.
Yeah.
So, Naughty Gossip claims that Pete Davidson may have a hard time keeping up with Ariana Grande. Now, listen to this.
Okay.
A source tells the site, Pete earns $6,500 per week on SNL and is worth about $500,000. Ariana is worth $45 million.
Dang.
That's a huge difference. So you're like, oh, Pete's doing really, really well. And
right.
Then you hear about
so.
Ariana Grande, you're like, okay, well, yeah. Pete paid $100,000 for that engagement ring. That's 20% of everything he has. At the moment, the two of them are surviving on love, but soon reality will bite and she will either have to live a much smaller life in his one-bedroom apartment or she'll have to become comfortable paying for him to live the luxury life she's used to. So it's like all relative, right? Because,
right.
I mean, I kind of feel like he would have a pretty luxurious life with that kind of pay. But then again, he does live in Manhattan where everything costs $8 million.
Right, yeah.
So
he does live in
loaded.
A decently nice apartment from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize they only made that much money on SNL to be part of the ensemble.
But there's so many of them.
That's true. There are
it's a big cast.
There are more than a dozen of them, right?
And so. I wonder if as they're on for a while, maybe their pay goes up and up. But
Wow. That's crazy.
He's doing okay. I mean, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at. That is about a cool $26,000 a month.
So. Right. Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
I'd be okay with it.
I'm not going to feel too sorry for him.
In other relationship news, Sam Smith and Brandon Flynn have broken up. According to the Sun newspaper, Sam and Brandon had a real whirlwind romance. They really fell for each other, but they are both so busy with their careers, and unfortunately, things just haven't worked out. Sammy's obviously devastated.
Obviously.
This is the most relationship or the most significant relationship he has had ever. And so thankfully he's on tour across the U.S. at the moment, which has been a welcome distraction.
So Sam is devastated. And you know what that means? We're all going to hear about it.
More sad. He did a concert the other night and he had basically stopped.
Song?
He's like, yes, I know a lot of people are going through stuff. And so... So am I, and it's just really sad.
My songs were already sad, but they're going to get really, really sad.
I didn't do the British accent because my British accent's not that
great. Especially when you're trying to make it a sad Sam Smith.
Well, Sam Smith is like if Eeyore was British. looks like it's going to rain today.
And then he wrote songs about his day.
What he needs to do is he needs to take a page from Taylor Swift's book of every time she has a breakup, it turns into a really... kind of angry song.
Yeah, and it drives and it's got that pop.
But it's a fun anthem.
Right.
And it's really great. But
and his breakup songs are I'm the worst. My self-esteem is low. you were too good for me anyway.
Oh, look at me. I'm sad again.
This was never going to work out.
Sorry, Sad Smith, but hopefully it all works out for you, buddy. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.
98.3 The Coast.